Welcome to the third installation of Above the Clouds. In this podcast, we study texts of the Bhagavatam with the focus to try to apply their teachings in our daily life. Today, we will read a text from the fifth canto, chapter 18, text 9. It is spoken by Prahlad Maharaj, the great saint. He addresses the Lord. Svasyastu vishvasya kala prasidatam. May there be good fortune throughout the universe, and may all envious persons be pacified. May all living entities become calm by practicing bhakti yoga. For by accepting devotional service, they will think of each other's welfare. Therefore, let us all engage in the service of the Supreme Transcendence, Lord Sri Krishna, and always remain absorbed in thought of Him. So Prahlad Maharaj requests five blessings. His heart is overwhelmed with a mood of compassion. He wants to help, and therefore he says, let there be auspiciousness for the universe. May the wicked be pleased, not angry. May all beings together meditate intelligently on cooperation. May the mind become free of attachment. And finally, may our minds without motivation be absorbed in the Supreme Lord. Srila Prabhupada makes a few very interesting comments in the purport. One is, Prahlad Maharaj prays Shivam Mito Diya. In material activities, everyone is envious of others. But in Krishna consciousness, no one is envious of anyone else. Everyone thinks of the welfare of others. This is so important that our practice and especially our sharing of Krishna consciousness comes from this place. Did you know that according to several studies, religious people tend to be less compassionate than others? They are 80% less compassionate because they have such high standard and they look down upon others who are not fulfilling the standard. This mood is not good. It is a violent perspective to look down upon others. But more spiritual would be to be of compassion. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us three principles. We should develop Namaruchi, taste of the holy name, then serve the Vaishnavas, Vaishnav Seva, and finally have Jiva Daya, compassion to the living entities. And in the ninth chapter of Jiva Dharma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes it very clear that compassion needs to be placed high on the throne of our heart, where it rules over other qualities. He writes, Sri Krishna is very quickly satisfied with persons who have compassion towards all others and do not cause them any pain and anxieties. Daya, or compassion, is the foremost quality of the Vaishnavas. Daya is their main dharma. The whole Srimad Bhagavatam rests on this basis, compassion towards others. Let us go back to the speaking of the Srimad Bhagavatam. we find in the sacred forest of Naimasharanya, which is located in present-day northern India, 88,000 sages that had gathered. The Shonaka Rishi, and their purpose was to perform a 1,000-year-long sacrifice for the spiritual well-being of mankind. Seeing the divine caliber and spotless character of Suta Goswami, the sages placed 6 crucial inquiries before him. And this exchange of questions and answers unveiled the truth of the Bhagavatam for the benefit of countless generations to come. Now, the very first question was, what is the ultimate good for humanity? What is really ultimately of the highest use for everyone? And this is a compassionate question. The Bhagavatam informs us in many other places about the value of daya or compassion. For instance, in the fourth canto, chapter 31, Dayaya Sarva Bhuteshu, by showing mercy to all the living entities, one can very quickly satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Janardhan. No? And Prabhupada says this, showing mercy to all conditioned souls, the best way to do this is to spread Krishna consciousness, because the entire world is suffering due to avidya. That means they do not know any longer who they really are, and therefore all their activities which are meant to satisfy something which is inconsequential, the physical body, which is here today and tomorrow gone, and which is only a case for the eternal soul. So let us ask the question today, what does it actually mean to be compassionate? I will take you now through a 4-step process which will bring you to this place of active compassion. First of all, we are encouraged to see the equality of all beings. They are all souls. We are one family on the spiritual level. And just like you have seen suffering and know how it feels when you suffer, they also see suffering in their lives. And just like you are trying to grow in your life, they are also trying to improve and move forward in their life. The second step is to emphasize, we should stop judging others and feel like them. And the third step is make a plan to help them. Forget the past which was there, where you had maybe feelings of hurt towards someone, but make a plan to help them and finally do it. Now, sometimes people think compassion is artificial. We are just trying to twist our mind into some irrelevant form of thinking. Ultimately, we are programmed in another way, to just thrive on our own and be a little ruthless in following our goals. But this is not the case. There is a good study done by Rick Hansen, a PhD and psychologist of neuroscience, who informs us that compassion is an underlying quality in each one of us. It is independent of affection or judgment. In other words, we all can tap into this innate quality and wish well for others, even if we should oppose them firstly. It is something which is always there with us. It's the bedrock. It's the deeper quality which we feel very good if we can somehow bring it out. I remember visiting with around 2,000 devotees at the place of Vasudev Datta in Sridharmayapur, India. We find remnants of his house. Some small little stone bricks are still there. Vasudev Datta prayed for the benefit of all living entities, and he said, "My dear Lord, place their karma on my back. I want to suffer for all of them, and this way they can all move forward without any karmic obstructions." I was asked to speak to the devotees at this location, and I told them a story which had turned my mind around, so that I began to take compassion more serious into my practice of Krishna consciousness. I told them about a yogi who had meditated in a cave in the Himalayas for himself for many years. He wanted to make progress. He wanted to advance. He wanted to attain samadhi and ultimately kaivalya or liberation. But after 7 years or so, he saw that his heart was still attached, and he became disappointed. He left the Himalayas to start an ordinary life. But on his way, he saw a little mouse which was trying to gnaw away on a little rock which had fallen before its mice hole. And the man looked, "My God, is this mouse patient? I should also be a little bit more determined and patient in my practice." And he went back to the Himalayan cave and tried to meditate. But after another 5 years had passed, he still noticed impurities in his heart, attachments, and dullness in his practice. So he said, I'm useless. And he took the long journey back to his village. He wanted to find a wife there and start a normal material life. But as he went along the village road, the sun was setting in the west. He saw a wounded dog who couldn't walk any longer. And all of a sudden, he felt, "I should do something for the dog." He went down with his begging bowl to the river and brought water to the dog. Quickly, the dog drank the water. Our yogi went back the second time, and then the third time. When he returned the third time, he saw in the place where the dog was lying his own spiritual master. His guru stood there and said, "Now you can make true progress. You have for the first time stopped to think about my desire, my need, my interest. You have overcome your ego today by being compassionate and thinking of the welfare of someone else." So that story moved me very much. I request all of you to practice compassion. Try to see what you can, how you can, first of all, see everyone in an equal way and do something to make their life easier. And do it spiritually, give them a knowledge which dispels the clouds of ignorance, and do something to help them in other ways. I wish you all the best and see you next time. Another thing is, we here in the Gora Bhavan practice every Tuesday at 7 o'clock or so the compassion meditation. You can find out more about it by visiting the Facebook. There is an announcement, and then join us on Compassion Tuesday for your compassion practice. All the best and see you soon.